I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Small businesses bring Utah together. They inspire goodness and connect communities. These are their stories from Mighty Main Street, brought to you by the Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. Here's our host, Chris Redgrave, on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Mighty Main Street on KSL, the faces and places of Utah. This business show features interviews with our small business community that make us proud while driving our Utah job market. We're supported by Utah Office of Tourism and Visit Salt Lake. Welcome back, Derek. Thank you so much. I have Derek Hansen, and he is the Deputy Director of Red Butte Gardens. And we were just talking about water conservation a minute ago. Derek, you know, it's interesting. I heard this report, and it was on radio, by the way, and they said that the only time that Americans really worry about water is when we don't have any. And I'm just going to hope that that's not the case, especially since we live in a high Sierra desert that, you know, that we're in a drought right now. And I appreciate the messages about praying for water, but I just think that there's got to be more than that. And so any tips that you can give us? I've heard that at the end of the summer, if we continue along these lines, that Lake Powell could be at maybe 30% capacity. And that is startling. And so you were just telling us about your water conservation garden, which is such a cool idea because you're a wonderful educational tool for us. So would you continue to give us an idea? You're saying that these plants, as we walk around, will tell us you only need to water me this long. And so give us an idea of this water conservation property that you have.
Yeah. So it's like I was mentioning earlier, it's our newest garden, 3 full acres. It's got a whole variety of types of landscape. A lot of people think, you know, low water is, you know, a barren landscape. And in fact, people always mispronounce xeriscape, which is spelled with an X as xeriscape. It's not. It's xeriscape is when you just, you know, fill your park trip with rocks. Xeriscape is when you fill it with low water or no water plants. And so you can still have a full garden without a lot of heavy water use. And, you know, one tip I usually give to anybody that asks about this is, you know, it could be daunting to rip out your entire yard and try to do a massive project like that and replant everything. It's daunting. It's a lot of work. It could get expensive. So I usually suggest people, you know, if they could start doing it incrementally, find, you know, 10% of your lawn or a little side area that maybe you don't use very often, start there and just start small and just incrementally start to move towards a lower water landscape. And if everybody started doing that, you know, even 10% of our properties, I mean, imagine if we save 10% of the water that we're using on landscape use. It's not drinking water that takes all our water. It's landscape use that takes the bulk of it.
Oh, that's fascinating. And then look at all the golf courses that we have on top of that. You know, you just meant that's a Kaizen approach, just doing incremental steps. That's Kaizen. And that's how you can succeed by just doing, you know, very mindful incremental steps. And I think that makes all the sense in the world. My husband and I took our lawn out in the backyard. We have trees everywhere and it just didn't look good anymore. And we thought, you know, let's just put in turf. And we did. Oh my gosh, Derek, we love turf. We love it. And we have dogs. So we got the dog turf, you know. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And now I'm motivated to do more. I have one side garden that's kind of a dry area. So we just put in metal flowers.
Yeah, I've been seeing those in my neighborhood. Some of them are gorgeous.
I know.
I really need agaves.
I know. Yeah. I know. And so, you know, we're trying because I really want to be on top of this. I think it's just beyond critically important. How are the concert series selling right now? Because the tickets did go on sale, right?
We only had one show that went on sale, our first one, Jason Isbell, and it's already sold out. The next round of concerts, the rest of the series, goes on sale on June 21st to our garden members and then 28th to the public.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting. I can't. Your first one's already gone. That's amazing. Well, you know what? We are pent up. They're calling it revenge travel right now, and we are so pent up and ready to be with each other. I had the extraordinary opportunity to go to Les Mis last night at Hale Center Theater. And it was, not only was it just an incredible performance, but it was so cool how comfortable my husband, we were totally comfortable. Nobody had a mask on.
And
yeah, everybody just felt good. And of course, it's that beautiful theater in the round. And so you just feel real spacious. But we're right there with everybody else. We're ready. We're ready to be with folks.
Great. And we're ready as well. And ours is outdoor. So hopefully people do feel comfortable. Clearly, our first concert shows people are comfortable because it's sold out. So people seem like they're ready to just get back to business.
One of the things that Red Butte's known for is your education platform. Share it with tell us about your education platform for children and for adults, and what kind of classes that people can expect when they go to Red Butte or go online and sign up for.
Well, you know what's been interesting, and we have a whole suite of horticulture classes, but what's been really interesting is we've started to launch kind of a more of a mindfulness and wellness program up here, things like forest bathing and yoga and things like that, and those have been so incredibly popular. I think, I'll have to double check, but I think almost all of them are sold out. And again, you know, it couldn't have been more timely with the pandemic to offer a few things of kind of peace and wellness and, you know, get out into nature and just sit quietly and listen to the sounds of the birds, the sounds of the stream. And they have been so popular, I can't even believe it. So that's probably been one of the most successful things we've done this year.
Did you say forest bathing?
Yeah, it's if you haven't heard of it, it comes from Japan, but it's really took off up in British Columbia, and it's the act of it's a cross between meditation and taking a walk in the forest, I guess. And you actually go with a guide, and you stop in certain areas, and you listen to certain things, and you feel certain things, and it's kind of a very meditative tour through the garden, and it has been remarkably successful.
That is so smart. And you know, with all the self-care that we've gone through because of COVID and people discovering the outdoors and all the new people that are going to our parks now are saying that they did a survey and 80% said that they plan to really participate in the outdoors, and we're seeing it. We are physically seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting really busy. So I think that is so smart for you to tap into that trend, because this is something that means something to us. And you know, now that people have been working from home, they've discovered their families and their kids and their spouses. And I think that word that you use, the mindfulness, I think is critically important. And it really seems like we're having a bit of a renaissance. And I think the generations help with that, too. I think this really speaks to millennials and possibly Gen Zs. And so I think this is something, Derek, that I believe this anyway, that it's here to stay.
I hope so, because I think it's good for everybody. It's good for everybody to take a minute and just reflect and breathe and get out of the chaos for a second.
Absolutely. You know, we have a bunch of trees in our backyard, and so a lot of times we'll put music on, but it's so cool when we don't have it on just because of the birds. They're just gorgeous right now. They're singing their little hearts out. Anything just in closing, Derek, that you want to share with us? Certainly the website, anything coming up that maybe is not selling as much, or something in the fall to look forward to as we wind down?
Yeah, well, definitely visit our website, as we certainly haven't touched on everything we have offering. It's redbuttegarden.org. Coming this fall, I'm actually really excited about this. This is a spinoff of a grant we received last year during the pandemic, and we did a month-long fall festival in October, and it was so popular that we are going to beef that up and do it again this year. So the entire month of October, keep an eye out. You'll start to see us advertise this in the coming months. It'll be a full-month fall festival that we'll be launching.
What a cool idea. Fall's a way off, but I do love hearing that. And you're also you're supported by Salt Lake County. You are part of Salt Lake County, and I think they're just a wonderful partner when it comes to the people that work closely with them and that are in their area. And so that's very cool that you're part of Salt Lake County. I know that they were very talk about being mindful. They were on top of supporting people financially, and it's just been unbelievable, the grants and everything that they have directed out of Salt Lake County.
They have been fabulous, and you know, as a ZAP recipient, we couldn't be more grateful for that funding as well. So we definitely are proud to be a part of that.
Thank you so much. I have Derek Hansen. Thank you for joining us, the Deputy Director of Red Butte Gardens. Derek, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing and taking such good care of us. All the best to you and to the gardens.
Thank you so much. All the best to you as well.
Check out our interviews on the podcast page of KSLNewsRadio.com. I'm Chris Redgrave, host of Mighty Main Street. Stick around for more stories on KSL Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.